Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Winning the War in Your Mind by Craig Groeschel. Published in 2021, this insightful book explores how the timeless wisdom of the Bible can be a powerful tool in improving mental health and overall well-being. Groeschel, a New York Times best-selling author and the founder of one of the world's largest churches, Life.Church, expertly demonstrates the relevance of biblical verses in modern life. Winning the war in your mind is ideal for Christians looking for rejuvenating perspectives, theology enthusiasts eager for new insights, or anyone feeling adrift and in search of spiritually nourishing guidance. Join us as we unpack how Groeschel bridges ancient biblical wisdom with contemporary mental health strategies, offering readers a pathway to overcoming mental battles and leading a fulfilling life. Winning the War in Your Mind. Change your thinking, change your life. Introduction. Unlock the secrets to inner peace and mental strength. Do you often feel like you're waging a war within your mind? Picture this. Each day, you battle negative thoughts and crippling doubts that hold you hostage in an unhealthy mental state. It seems like an endless struggle just to find a semblance of peace. If this resonates with you, it's time to turn the tide on your mental battles by embracing a spiritually enriched approach to mental wellness, one that harmonizes biblical wisdom with practical self-help strategies. This guide isn't just about coping. It's about thriving by leveraging the divine support system available to every believer. Through this insightful exploration, you'll absorb the calming power of scriptural insights, understanding how divine words can anchor and uplift you in times of turmoil. Learn why God often chooses to communicate in whispers, inviting you to step closer and listen more intently to his guiding voice amidst life's chaos. Explore the surprising connection between spiritual warfare and your mental health. Understand how negative influences, often personified as Satan, aim to disrupt your mental equilibrium, and discover strategies to fortify your mind against such invasions. Additionally, you'll find empowering steps to reconcile with your past, transforming painful memories into stepping stones towards personal growth and enduring peace. By integrating these lessons, you'll unlock new levels of resilience and serenity in your journey through life's ups and downs. Part 1. Break free from the invisible chains of deception. Imagine being Harry Houdini, the master of escape, baffled in a jail cell not by formidable locks, but by a simple, deceitful trick. The jailer, in a twist of irony, had tricked Houdini by locking the door in such a way that it seemed locked when it actually wasn't. So when Houdini tried to escape, he unknowingly secured the lock himself. He was deceived into believing he was trapped when freedom was just a push away. Similarly, the invisible chains that bind us are not forged of steel, but of falsehoods and misconceptions. These chains are the insidious lies sown by Satan that whisper, "You're not good enough, you're incapable, or you're unworthy of love and success." These debilitating thoughts might seem as real and unbreakable as the walls of a cell, but they're just illusions crafted to keep you from your true potential. The core of the issue is, you're ensnared by the lies of the adversary. In our daily lives, we're not confined in a literal jail cell, but within the mental constructs shaped by these lies. Just like Houdini, we often don't realize that the door to our escape isn't locked after all. The belief that we are limited is what truly confines us. Overcoming these lies necessitates a strong resolve to pursue the truth, a truth that empowers and assures you that indeed you are capable, deserving, and destined for greater achievements than you imagine. This ongoing battle in your mind pits deceit against truth. Falsehoods breed fear and feelings of inadequacy, while the truth cultivates hope and self-assurance. The victory in this mental warfare hinges on your ability to discern and dismiss these deceits. Recognizing these lies as the weapons of Satan changes everything. Scripturally, Satan is depicted as the originator of deceit, planting destructive falsehoods in our minds and masquerading them as our own thoughts. To counteract this, craft a map of your mental terrain. Note down each negative thought you encounter throughout your day. This exercise might feel raw and unnerving, but it's a necessary step toward liberation. Once identified, you can actively refute these deceptions and replace them with affirming truths. This is how you dismantle the prison of lies, one belief at a time, paving your way to true mental liberation. Part 2. Empower your mind with divine strength and overcome negative beliefs. In times of ancient warfare, capturing a city's stronghold was crucial to conquering the entire city. This central fortress was the seat of power, housing the city's leaders and its defenses. Just like these ancient battles, the war within your mind centers around capturing the principal stronghold, your core beliefs. Unfortunately, many of us approach personal change with tactics equivalent to attacking the outer defenses while leaving the stronghold untouched. For instance, if you're trying to quit smoking or lose weight, you might focus solely on modifying your actions, perhaps by not buying cigarettes or cutting calories. But without addressing the underlying beliefs that shape these behaviors, true change is often temporary. Here's the pivotal insight. God will provide the strength you need to transform your negative beliefs. When you attempt to change your behaviors without addressing the beliefs that underlie them, it's akin to defeating an army's soldiers without taking control of their command center. The moment your guard is down, the entrenched beliefs that remain unchallenged will likely regain control, leading you back into old, destructive patterns. To truly win this internal war, it's essential to target the foundational lies, the stronghold of deceptions built up in your mind over time. This means confronting and rectifying the core issues, not just their manifestations. But how can you overthrow such deeply ingrained negative beliefs? The task might seem daunting, like facing a giant with only a slingshot. Here's where divine intervention plays a role. Alone, tackling these ingrained beliefs might feel impossible. Yet, you aren't alone. God is with you, offering the same monumental power he used to resurrect Jesus, as Paul the Apostle highlighted. This immense power is not just a historical recount. It's a dynamic, living force available to you today. So whenever you find yourself overwhelmed by negative thoughts or facing the fortress of false beliefs, remember that you have the ultimate ally. God's strength is your fortification. Despite the potent forces against you, with God, you possess the power to change not only your beliefs, but your entire life's trajectory. This is not just a battle. It's a transformative journey towards freedom, supported by the most powerful force in existence. Part 3. Escape the mental loops that keep you stuck. Have you ever found yourself looping through the same negative behaviors or thoughts, despite your best intentions? Maybe you plan to engage more with your family, yet find yourself scrolling through your phone night after night. Or perhaps you vow to stay positive, but the smallest hiccup sends your thoughts spiraling into defeatism. If this sounds familiar, don't be too hard on yourself. It's a common human experience because of the way our brains are wired. The essential insight here is, your brain is prone to falling into mental ruts. Imagine each thought you have zapping from one neuron to another, creating a burst of electrical energy that forms what's known as a neural pathway. Every time you entertain the same thought, you reinforce this pathway, making it the path of least resistance for your thoughts to travel. However, this efficient system can backfire when it solidifies negative or unhelpful thought patterns. For instance, consider a scenario where you turn to chocolate as a comfort during distress, receiving a temporary mood boost. This action created a neural pathway linking stress relief with eating chocolate, making it more likely you'll reach for a candy bar whenever you're upset. The first step to breaking free from these mental ruts is understanding how they formed. Take the author's experience. He discovered his anxiety about financial security originated from his grandmother's harrowing tales of the Great Depression. This revelation helped him realize why he was predisposed to fear financial scarcity, even in times of stability. But awareness alone isn't enough to reroute your brain's pathways. There's a powerful technique waiting to help you forge new, healthier thinking patterns and dismantle the old, unhelpful ones. Stay tuned to learn how you can apply this transformative strategy to your life, breaking free from the mental loops that hold you back. Part 4. Constructing your truth trench with divine guidance. In the battle for your mind, recognizing and redirecting your thought patterns is crucial. While old neural pathways might have sustained negative thoughts previously, it's time to establish new, supportive pathways, a truth trench reinforced by the Word of God. You may wonder how a rut differs from a trench. Think of a rut as an accidental slip, something you fall into without intention. A trench, on the other hand, is deliberately dug with purpose and strategy, serving as a protective barrier in warfare. The vital message here is, your truth trench will be constructed using the divine wisdom found in the scripture. After acknowledging his financial worries rooted in childhood fears amplified by tales of economic despair, the author turned to the Bible. He meticulously gathered verses related to financial stability and generosity, such as a passage from Corinthians highlighting God's abundant blessings, and a teaching from Acts that emphasizes the joy found in giving rather than receiving. With these verses in hand, the author crafted a powerful declaration. This declaration, a concise affirmation of the scriptural truths, stated confidently that he would never be ensnared by financial fears again, and would instead focus on the virtue of generosity. The creation of your declaration lays the foundation stone for your truth trench. This declaration, when repeated and ingrained, fosters the development of new, positive neural pathways. It serves as both a shield and a weapon against lingering negative thought patterns. To embed this powerful affirmation in your mind, write it down in prominent places where you'll see it daily, on your mirror, dashboard, or desk. Consider also recording it audibly, so you can reinforce these truths while working out or commuting. Admittedly, altering ingrained thought patterns isn't instantaneous. At first, your declaration might feel insincere or forced. However, it's essential to persist. Keep vocalizing and visualizing your declaration. Over time, the power of God's truth will permeate your thoughts, transforming your mental landscape and solidifying your truth trench. This is not just a mental exercise, it's a spiritual alignment that manifests profound life changes. Part 5. How distorted views can cloud your reality. Picture this. You're excited about attending a party, but just before entering, your friend jokingly remarks that everyone inside thinks you're unintelligent. With this thought lodged in your mind, you observe people laughing and joking and instantly assume they're mocking you. Later, your friend admits it was just a joke, but the damage is done. Your entire evening was marred by a false belief. This scenario illustrates a profound truth. Your warped perspective blinds you to the reality. A shifted perspective can dramatically transform your life, either uplifting or dragging you down, all because of cognitive bias. This psychological phenomenon illustrates that we often see what we expect to see. Our perception of reality is shaped by our preconceptions, not necessarily by the truthful state of things. Just like wearing a pair of distorted glasses, your friend's comment made you misinterpret innocent laughter as personal ridicule throughout the party. Such cognitive biases can be powerful adversaries in the mental battles we face. Consider the author's own experience with financial worry. After hearing from his accountant about owing additional taxes one year, his immediate fear was of impending financial doom. This wasn't just a casual worry. His deeply ingrained anxieties about money made him perceive this common financial obligation as the start of a disastrous spiral. So, how can you remove these distorted glasses and see the world as the hopeful and positive place God intended? The solution involves reframing your thoughts. When confronted with a potentially stressful situation, like unexpected financial demands, take a moment to examine your automatic thoughts. For example, the author automatically assumed the worst, total financial ruin. Instead of succumbing to these spiraling thoughts, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Search for factual evidence that supports or refutes your initial panic. This was the turning point for the author. Upon rational reflection, he realized that paying taxes was a routine responsibility, and he indeed had the necessary funds. This objective reassessment allowed him to see the situation not as a threat to his financial security, but as a normal part of fiscal life. Implementing this simple yet powerful practice of questioning and reframing your thoughts can help you shed misguided perceptions, align with reality, and navigate life with a clearer, more positive vision. Part 6. Discovering the blessings in unanswered prayers. Consider a young dreamer poised to break into the world of professional baseball. By eighth grade, he was a rising star in his league, seemingly on track to realizing his sports dreams. But then, in a twist of fate, a devastating injury struck, his fingers crushed by a fastball right before a significant game. The trauma was severe enough to end his budding baseball career. This might seem like a harsh blow, deserving bitterness. Yet the author's retrospective view is filled with gratitude toward God for what didn't happen. Here's an enlightening perspective. Thank God for what He didn't do for you. We often find ourselves dwelling on past disappointments or the roads not taken, leading us into a spiral of regret and misery. However, revisiting these moments with a mindset of finding hidden blessings can dramatically shift our outlook. The author, for instance, transformed his viewpoint about the injury that ended his baseball pursuits. Stepping away from baseball led him to pick up tennis, which not only became his new passion but also paved the way for a full college scholarship and, even more significantly, the meeting of his future wife and the mother of his children. Through this, he learned to see that fateful baseball accident not as a setback, but as a pivotal redirection that brought forth immeasurable blessings. The experience taught him to appreciate the unseen wisdom in events that initially seem unfortunate. Reflecting on this, consider the times when God didn't respond to your prayers as you hoped. It's easy to feel neglected or forgotten in such moments. Yet Scripture reminds us that God's understanding and plans far exceed our own. We may not always grasp His reasons immediately, as His ways are higher and His perspective broader than we can ever attain. By reframing our perceived misfortunes, we start uncovering how certain denials from God might have spared us greater grief or opened doors to unexpected opportunities. Begin by listing desires that went unfulfilled and ponder on how differently, and perhaps detrimentally, things might have unfolded had they been granted. This reflective exercise not only nurtures a deeper faith, but also an appreciation for the mysterious yet profound ways in which God operates, guiding us often not through direct interventions but through the wisdom of what He subtly withholds. Part 7. Finding solace in God's whisper during your deepest struggles. Have you ever reached a point where you feel completely overwhelmed by life's challenges? It's as if every difficulty piles up until the weight seems unbearable. In these moments, it's natural to cry out for reassurance, longing for a loud and clear signal that we're not alone, that someone, particularly God, is listening. The key lesson to embrace here is, when you can't endure your suffering any longer, God will come to you. A profound example of this truth is seen in the biblical story of Elijah. Elijah was a man who challenged the injustices of his time, which included confronting King Ahab about his sinful actions. This act of bravery put Elijah's life in danger, with Ahab's wife Jezebel actively seeking to kill him. Overwhelmed by fear and exhaustion, Elijah reached a point of despair so intense that he wished for death. In his darkest hour, Elijah called out to God for relief, and God responded not with grand gestures, but with a gentle whisper. God told Elijah to find him on a mountaintop. There, amid elemental chaos, including fierce winds that shattered rocks, an earthquake, and a fire, Elijah found that God was not in any of these powerful forces. Instead, God came to him as a soft whisper, a subtle but profound presence that reassured Elijah of his omnipresence and support. This narrative holds a deep lesson. In times of intense struggle, God's reassurance often comes in quiet, subtle ways. If you're carrying burdens that feel too heavy to bear, a reflective exercise might help you realign with God's comforting presence. Start by writing a personal declaration of faith. Affirm in your words that God is always near, that His presence is a constant in your life, and that together there is no challenge too great to overcome. Acknowledge that in moments of weakness, God's strength becomes your own. Through this declaration, commit to being still and attentive, creating space in your life to hear God's quiet reassurance. Remember, when you feel too weak to continue, it's not a loud roar, but a gentle whisper you should listen for, because it's in these quiet moments that God often chooses to remind us of His everlasting support and love. Final summary. Life often tests us with a series of challenges and hardships that can make the journey feel overwhelmingly difficult. Negative thoughts, much like traps set by devious forces, can ensnare us in cycles of despair and defeat. The real transformation begins when you turn towards divinity, seeking strength and guidance from a higher power. The crux of resilience in these challenging times is to counteract the negativity, often perceived as the deceitful whispers of Satan, with the profound truths found in God's words. By actively choosing to replace harmful thought patterns with affirmations and truths from the Bible, you pave the way for significant mental and emotional renewal. Embracing God's perspective not only helps in breaking free from mental ruts, but also realigns you with divine intentions, allowing you to navigate life's complexities with greater wisdom and peace. When armed with faith and a mindset shaped by divine truth, mastering life's trials becomes not just a possibility, but a tangible reality. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.